Počúvate podcast neziskovej organizácie Plamienok. Plníme prianie nevyliečiteľne chorých detí, byť a žiť doma až do konca. Chceme s vami zdieľať najmä to, čím nás deti a rodiny obohacujú a čo sa z kníh naučiť nedá.
Dnes budeme rozprávať o vďačnosti a o deťoch. A o tom, ako deti naučiť vďačnosti a ako sa naučiť vďačnosti o deti. Moje meno je Mária Jasenková a predo mnou sedí môj dlhoročný priateľ a kolega Ivan Gomez. Welcome in this studio.
Thank you.
We are working together for many years, for more than 50 years. First we met in one training and we become friends. After some time we develop a friendship and then we become working together. And for many years you are leading our grief center. Welcome grieving children after important losses in their lives, after loss of mother, father, or brother or sister, or sometimes pets or grandparents. And this day I would like to talk with you and to share with our with people who are listening to us one important topic which I think that we don't talk too much, or I didn't listen about it in the last years, and is about gratitude and children, especially. You are specialized in child psychotherapy and grief counseling. So when you were a child, do you remember any moment or any special period when you realized about gratefulness, or did somebody teach you about it?
I think remembering my childhood now, I don't know how aware, how conscious I was of being grateful, but by the way of playing and being free and the opportunities to meet with many friends and to receive love from my parents, I consider I was connected with gratefulness, because the child, when he's in contact with nature and is free in the way of playing, somehow is acting with gratefulness, even if he cannot put into words how happy he is of having these parents, because he takes it for granted. But it was always, in a way, I consider myself like I was privileged to receive a lot of love, especially from my mother and my father, and then to have two sisters which I love very much, and then I somehow felt gratefulness by the way I was having fun and good time with people. But I didn't put it into words. I didn't think about it. I can do it now as an adult.
So, do you think that children are grateful even though they are not aware they are, or could we be grateful, or even though we are not aware that we are grateful?
I think it's possible, because children, they somehow connect with life and they try to find the best way for their development. And very often children with no very good conditions can find their own way and their own resources by having a teacher that is a reference, by having someone like we do counseling in Plamienok and could be helpful for them in a particular period of time. So to be open in order to move forward and to do well in life is an attitude of being grateful. If you are not grateful, you cannot somehow continue, because you are blocked, because you are resentful, because you are blaming others, or because you are thinking that you are a victim. So the moment that you can play, the moment that you can improve, somehow you are open to life and benefiting from things.
What if a child will ask you, tell me what is gratefulness about? What will you say to a child? How will you answer?
I would say, for example, to be able to smile at this moment that the sun is rising, and then you feel well with yourself and you have the possibility to talk to a friend, and then you can go and have dinner, and then he can go and see cartoons, and then he's enjoying to be of being together. He's able to realize that we are having a good time. And then this is gratefulness, the smile that I'm receiving from the child.
And when somebody is helping a child, maybe it's a friend from the class, and the mother comes and tells, you know, we would like to buy him something or to do something for him. Let's show him that we are grateful. Is this gratefulness?
Well, this sometimes is very important because it's somehow connected with education and the way parents are and children can learn. Because children, most of the time, they learn by example. So if parents have a generous attitude, or if they consider others, if they help the community, the child is going to learn by being with parents. And then, but gratefulness is also the recognition of receiving help. So it's also to be, in a way, if parents are recognizing that neighbors are important for them, that relatives are also part of the care of the child, they are showing both ways. One is to be generous and to give to others, another is to be grateful to the things we receive in life. And the first one is to be alive.
Počúvate podcast neziskovej organizácie Plamienok s Ivanom Gomezom, psychoterapeutom a supervízorom Centra smutkovej terapie. Hovoríme o vďačnosti detí. Tento rozhovor si môžete vypočuť aj na www.plamienok.sk.
I'm working, or we are working, with children for many years. I'm more in the home care part, so I visit severely ill families and dying children at home. And you are more in the center, working with grieving siblings, or grieving children. I was thinking what we can be grateful to, towards them, what we are receiving from children, and we have to be, or it's touching our heart, and it's, you know, something we receive, and then we can demonstrate them that we are really grateful.
Probably what we can learn from them each moment, each time, what we can see, how from feeling sometimes sad or going through a difficult period of life, after several meetings working with them, to see that they are able to carry on and to make new friendships and to continue with life, is an example that gives hope and somehow a learning message for everyone. And sometimes children even more, because we see them very vulnerable. Sometimes we feel, in a way, concerned about how they can carry on with life, how they are going to, in a way, continue if they lost the father or the mother, which are in need being so young. And to see that it's possible to make it, and sometimes they are more sensitive and they develop special characteristics, not always negative, bring a sense and hope to our work and to the way we approach our own losses, vulnerability and feelings.
For me, I was, or I am, deeply touched by the drive for life that children have. And they really are able to, I'd say, to let go and to go for life. And they, many of them, they trust. They want to change, even though they don't know what's going to happen. They kind of, the control is not so important. So if I see a grieving child and they are able to play or to try or to go, and, you know, they... When I saw the theater that we did, or we organized with them, they did the performance, the wish really after the loss to connect to life, I was amazed and I'm grateful they show it to me. So maybe then when we are in a difficult times, we can think of them, and, you know, it gives us a bit of strength and wish to go forward. And also the ability or the capacity they're able to express love towards parents or toward between each other in a very, very small details is really touching heart. So I was thinking how we can express to children our gratitude. What is the way that they know that we are grateful?
Perhaps it's also connecting with this ability to show not only the professional part of knowing how to work with them, but giving a space for a unique encounter to happen. Hmm. And not to act only as a counselor or as a doctor. And this could be healing for both. Could be healing for the child and healing for the difficult work of pediatric palliative care.
Hmm. Do they need to listen about gratefulness?
I think we all need, because it's one thing is to be grateful, and another thing is to know that we are, and we say to people, because we need to make conscious this process in order to change and to create a better world. And it's something that we are not conscious very much, but we cannot really be happy unless we share this happiness with other people. And nowadays, we are concerned to be healthy, to do sports, to have an important salary, to have a lot of things for ourselves, but we don't think that the happiness is not just the happiness of ourselves, the happiness of our family, our community, of other people. And then we can feel grateful and generous. If I want everything for myself, it's going to be very difficult and I'm going to be happy, because if my neighbors are unhappy, I will receive this frustration.
Yeah, unhappiness. From your experience, from your clinical experience, when children have problems to be grateful, what can we do for them to help them?
I think when a child or anyone is in big pain or very frustrated or is crying a lot and not feeling well, it's more difficult to be grateful, because it's in a way feeling that it's bad what happened to him, and then cannot be grateful to life, because if the parents die, is really disappointed, angry towards everybody for a period of time. So we need to hold this child, and once emotionally he will be better, then he can be open to other relationships and to be grateful. So we cannot preach, we cannot tell a child, be grateful. We need to create the conditions for him to trust and to open again to life as the tendency that they naturally have. So it's more to act as facilitators and to give the space and to be holding and loving and guiding them than to do many things.
Mm.
Another area is in a way included in the school, the importance to work with generosity and gratefulness. And there are many exercises, programs, discussions that are important to include in the curriculum of a small child.
Mm. Recently, we have been visiting in Plamienok several schools. They ask us to come and to talk about Plamienok and help and philanthropic mm-hmm. activities. I went
for
once.
Mm-hmm.
It was very touching, you know, how children mm-hmm. ask about it.
Mm-hmm.
Our main mission is to bring more life and less pain to incurable children and to grieving children and the families. So we asked in one class, what brings you more life, less pain?
What did they answer?
One child or one girl, more or less 10 years old, told me, I feel more life, less pain when my mother smiles.
Ah, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So, in a way, love of parents is the thing that is teaching the children to connect with life and to be grateful.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And there are many opportunities in the daily life in order to create situations where it's important, no, to have conditions for this gratefulness and generosity be there. And one can be generous because we are able to share good time together, to have lunch, to spend this day in the park, to go to the countryside. It's not just about what are we going to give to a poor person, but how are we going to live and to benefit from this life ourselves and others.
Počúvate podcast neziskovej organizácie Plamienok s Ivanom Gomezom, psychoterapeutom a supervízorom Centra smutkovej terapie. Hovoríme o vďačnosti detí. Tento rozhovor si môžete vypočuť aj na www.plamienok.sk.
When the child is born, we put a lot of attention, care and love towards him, you know, more or less the whole world is around this small little baby. So up for some time, it's normal that probably the babies are perceiving the world is all what is around me, and I'm in the center. And then time passes, and the child starts to realize there are also other children or other parents, you know, and other people, neighbors, and so on. And in order to become grateful, I think we need to develop this broader perspective. We are here, but also other people are here. And they are as important as we are. So the big challenge for parents is to shift the perspective slowly, slowly with the child, from me to us. I'm important, but also others are important. What's your experience from life, from your, you know, clinical practice? Seems to me quite difficult task.
Yes, one thing is to express like our child, this child is unique, and to give him self-esteem. Another is to make a possession of the child, or to think it's the best, or no one can be like my child. Then it's an extreme heavy load into the child, because he cannot be free and then needs to comply to an image that is not realistic, because a child cannot be perfect, can do good things and sometimes can do mistakes like everybody else. So one thing is to create, to know, to express love and to see that every person is unique. Another is like we are not better than anyone, and we are important because what we do, but we are not important just because of a sense of being better than others. So this could be in a way shown by the way we live and what we do. And for example, sometimes children, even they are very clinging to toys, they want to have a lot of toys for Christmas, and it's in their developmental stage is even normal, but we can explain how other children do not have this possibility and how they can also help that another child will have one toy instead of them having 10. And when they are able to do it and see that the other child is happy, it's a learning lesson they don't forget. Because then it's not something that we teach or we explain, it's that they give the toy, they see the smile of the child, and they can understand that giving have a sense.
And share the joy together.
And share the joy together, because then they can play with the toy together.
So going more into the depths is about how do we perceive our children? Who are they? What are they for us? What does it mean for us? What's their role of children in our lives? Are they something that belong to us, or they were just how to say, given to us for some time to help them to grow and then go?
Yeah, from very early age, sometimes children were perceived as a possession. Even the child was the person who was going to work at a very early age in order for the family to survive. So the child was in a way not only related to love, but also a name. because it was something that was useful for their survival. Nowadays, it's not necessary anymore, but for a period of time became the opposite. My child is going to do what I was not able to achieve, and then we put a big, big responsibility into the child without looking into what is the really needs of this person. How is really my child? It's not just a projection of me. It can be similar to myself, to my wife, but it's a unique being.
So what is the role of us, of parents?
I think the role of parents is to be able to give a space for the development of the child and to share this time together in the best possible way, giving love and receiving love from them.
Growing together,
being an inspiration for them, helping them when they need support, because from physical needs, they need us, material needs, provide the best education we can, but at the same time, not to forget that we are not better than them, they are not better, but we need to be in the role of parents. We need to have certain responsibilities that a child does not have. But at the same time, the time we spend together is going to be the education. The quality of time that we have every day is very precious, because it's going to be in the genes of this child for the rest of his or her life. So it's better not to, in a way, we know we need to cope with many things in everyday life. When we are busy, then we come from work, we need to prepare lunch, food, the child needs to go to home, but even small means of quality are essential.
I imagine that this audio, maybe after some time, also children that we are having in the center will listen, maybe 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, I don't know. What you can say to them, considering the gratefulness in mind, kind of message that you would like that they will know it when they will be more older and will listen to this, to our interview.
I will encourage them to have the permission to be internally free to create a better world, not to be frightened of doing things that society or other people will expect from them, but to find something that they really believe and they can do to change themselves and to create a better world. Because finally, it's going to be profitable for all. And they will understand what is generosity and gratefulness.
Thank you, Ivan, very much.
To you, thank you.
Počúvate podcast neziskovej organizácie Plamienok. Plníme prianie nevyliečiteľne chorých detí byť a žiť doma až do konca. Chceme s vami zdieľať najmä to, čím nás deti a rodiny obohacujú a čo sa z kníh naučiť nedá. Podporte nás pravidelným mesačným príspevkom 10 eur. Ďakujeme.